वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 86 टेक्स्ट नंबर 16 तथा तत् राष्ट्र पालः अंग बहुलाश्वैति श्रुतः मैथिलः निरहम्मानः उभौ अपि अच्युत प्रियौ तथा तद्राष्ट्रपालोऽङ्ग तथा तद्राष्ट्रपालोऽङ्ग बहुलाश्व इति श्रुतः बहुलाश्व इति श्रुतः मैथिलो निरहम्मान मैथिलो निरहम्मान उभावप्यच्युत उभावपि अच्युत प्रियौ उभावपि अच्युत प्रियौ तथा तद्राष्ट्रपालोऽङ्ग बहुलाश्व इति श्रुतः मैथिलो निरहम्मान उभावप्यच्युत प्रियौ तथा तद्राष्ट्रपालोऽङ्ग बहुलाश्व इति श्रुतः मैथिलो निरहम्मान उभाव्यप्यच्युत प्रियौ
मैथिलो निरहम्मान
माताजी तथा तत्राष्ट्रपालंग तथा ऑल्सो एन एडवांस डिवोटी ऑफ कृष्ण तत् ऑफ दैट राष्ट्र किंगडम पाल द रूलर अंग माय डियर परीक्षित बहुलाश्व इति श्रुतः नोन एज बहुलाश्व मैथिल ऑफ द रॉयल डायनेस्टी डिसेंडिंग फ्रॉम किंग मिथिल जनक निरहम मानः फ्री फ्रॉम फॉल्स ईगो उभौ बोथ ऑफ देम अपि इंडीड अच्युत प्रियौ डियर टू लॉर्ड अच्युत ट्रांसलेशन सिमिलरली फ्री फ्रॉम फॉल्स ईगो वॉज द रूलर ऑफ दैट किंगडम माय डियर परीक्षित a descendant of the Mithila dynasty named Bahulashva. Both these devotees were very dear to Lord Achyuta. Text number 17. Tayo prasannu bhagavan daru kena hrutam ratham ahroya saka munibhir videhana prayo prabhu. Pleased with both of them, the Supreme Personality of Godhead mounted his chariot which Daruka had brought, and travelled to Videha with a group of sages, purported by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada and His followers. In His commentary on this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti states that Shrutadev and Bahulashva were unable to travel to Dwarka to see Lord Krishna, because both of them had vowed to regularly worship their personal deity at home. Sri Krishna was very glad to go out of his way to give them both his audience, and while leaving Dwarka, he insisted that the sages who wanted to come with him should join him on his chariot, because otherwise they would exhaust themselves following on foot. Renowned sages would ordinarily never even consider travelling in such an opulent conveyance, but on the Lord's order, they put aside their natural aversion and joined him on his chariot. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामेनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा बेगिंग फॉरगिवनेस फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड वैष्णवास दैट अ वेरी वेरी अनक्वालिफाइड पर्सन इज सिटिंग हियर एंड सिंस ऑल ऑफ यू डिजायर्ड सो प्लीज एम्पावर मी टू स्पीक अ फ्यू वर्ड्स इन द सर्विस ऑफ श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग एंड ऑल ऑफ यू The chapter is entitled Arjuna Kidnaps Subhadra. A very, very interesting pastime. And interesting in the sense that it created a lot of confusion. And of course, Lord Krishna is supreme autocrat. So he can organize things in such a way that although it is confusing to all of us, there is a higher purpose to it. And we know that how Lord Balaram was pacified by Lord Krishna and ultimately the matter got settled. Subhadra married to Arjuna happily and both of them returned to Indraprastha. Now, a new narration is starting here that is about a very, very interesting and inspiring pastime of Shrutadev and Bahulashva. In fact, I should not mention here, but I feel like mentioning in the journey within. The last chapter is about grace. Ultimately, all of us are here to receive grace of the Lord. Whatever devotional activities we perform in our life is ultimately for what? To attract mercy of Lord Krishna, Guru, Srila Prabhupada in our lives. If we are not able to invite that mercy, that grace in our life, whatever we do, whatever big wonderful, glorious activities we perform, they are of no meaning. And therefore, it was very interesting to note that the last chapter is about grace. And there, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj is talking about whom? The story of Bahulashva and Shrutadev. And of course, the story of Sridhar Kholvecha. Very similar stories. And why it is very, very interesting, so just to understand, probably this narration is going to continue for many, many days. Lot of verses are there, spoken by Bahulashva as well as Shrutadev. So we are not going to touch the entire narration. We are just going to focus on some important things for our understanding. The first thing is, we recall this wonderful saying of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sasi Thakur. He said, "Don't try to see Krishna, but serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna comes to see you." Darshan. Darshan of the Lord is very, very, you know, desirable. All of us are eager to have darshan of the Lord. And in India, if we find, there are many songs about darshan of the Lord. Darshan de de. And particularly, it's a different flavor. We cannot criticize that flavor. But there are devotees who just seek darshan of the Lord. And they like to compose songs. But then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj has been a revolutionary. Like once upon a time, he took his yatra to Vrindavan Dham, and right at the Radhakund, he camped himself. And that time what happened? All the Babajis of Vrindavan, particularly Radhakund, they assembled there. They thought, a great Vaishnava, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, has assembled here, and he would be definitely speaking about glories of Radhakund and very, very interesting Ras Leela of the Lord. So they got assembled there. And there, surprisingly, he started speaking about the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadasyatah anvayat itarascha charthishu abhigya swarat. And day after day, he was speaking on the same verse. And all the assembled Vaishnavas, they were waiting one day, probably, you know, this would be over, and there would be Ras Leela, narrations, very, very sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we would get to hear. But then, to their dismay, all his katha was about establishing how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he wanted to establish that the ras of the Lord cannot be appreciated unless we understand the nature of the Lord. How are you going to understand the pastimes of the Lord if you do not understand the nature of the Lord? So, he was revolutionary and he said, "Don't try to see Krishna, but serve him in such a way that he comes to see you." And this pastime of Shrutadev and Bahulashva is a testimony to that fact. What is described here, that Shrutadev and Bahulashva both were grahasthas. And if you read the verses there, they are pouring out their heart. They never considered themselves to be fit to receive audience of the Lord. They are, when Lord Krishna visited their house, that pastime is also very, very interesting, but I think it would be described in the coming lectures more appropriately. Lord Krishna visited their house, and what is their prayer? "We are so fallen. we are fallen into the dark ditch of grihastha life. And how, O Lord, we have achieved your mercy? How is it possible that we are with you? It is incomprehensible. So they are pouring out their heart. So they never considered that they can achieve darshan of the Lord. And it is described in the purport here. They were worshipping their home deities. And they had vowed to worship those home deities daily. Now, home deities can also be carried at different places. But probably they had a different type of vow. They wanted to worship the deity right at their home. And it is said that they never left Mithila. Now we can understand, Lord Krishna is there on the planet Earth. His pastimes are being propagated everywhere. All the devotees of entire Bhulok and all the planetary systems, they are glorifying his pastimes. Even the sages from all the different planetary systems have gathered on planet Earth. Like there is a description of the sages that is going to come in the coming verse. Like Narada and Shukdeva Goswami, Maharshi Vedvyas. Many of them travelled along with Lord Krishna to Mithila. So many sages were assembled. Why? They wanted to witness the pastimes of the Lord. They wanted to somehow or other see each and every activity of the Lord and relish those activities. And you can understand the mood of the devotees. Like we go to Vrindavan Dham, we go to Pandharpur, we go to Tirupati. Devotees long to go to these places. They plan, they save their, save money to visit for the Tirthyatras. And many times, if you find the common devotees of the Lord, like in Pandharpur, they don't have much money. They don't have money to buy a special ticket which gives you access within a few hours to have darshan of the Lord. Or like Tirupati Balaji, there is a very, very special ticket. You can get quick access. But sometimes when you stand in the line, it may take a few days before you come in front of the Lord, and for a few seconds, hardly you are in front of the Lord. But devotees stand in the queue, long queues, to receive darshan of the Lord. So, we can understand that devotees are eager to just to have darshan of the deities. Then what to speak of Lord Krishna when he is present and giving his darshan to each and every one? And suppose we come to know that Lord is present somewhere, what will happen? I am very sure that there will be nobody for the Mangal Aarti. Suppose Dadar or Kurla or somewhere, maybe, if we come to know the Supreme Lord has come, probably we'll declare, like the day after Janmashtami, what happens? There is no Mangal Aarti. Right? Because darshan of the Lord is there at 12 o'clock in the night. So devotees are very awake till late in the evening. So usually it is not there. So probably we'll declare, chalo, Bhagawan aaye hain, to Radha Gopinath ji ka kya kaam hai? When personally Lord has come, we can justify. Right? We can justify. Krishna is there. Why to be attached to the deity worship? Prabhu, focus on the essence. The Lord is going to be there. So I am sure, at least I can talk about myself. I will rush to that place, Kurla or Dadar or whatever, if Lord comes to give his audience his darshan. We can take a resolution. Everyone, let us have the darshan of the Lord. So, in the same way, assume and imagine Lord is there present on Bhulok. All the devotees, and I am very sure the devotees of Mithila also visited and saw the Lord, not once but many, many times. So all these devotees, they must be coming back to Mithila. Shrutadev and Bahulashv are staying in Mithila. They are worshipping their deities very sincerely. They must be hearing about the pastimes of the Lord. And definitely, the type of devotees they are described here. What is the description? It is said that Nirahammana, Maithilo, Niram, Nirah, Niraham, Mana. They have no false ego. What type of devotees? That means they were pure devotees. A devotee, it is said that as long as we have a trace of false ego, we cannot have audience of the Lord. So the question may come, how is Krishna going there to give audience to Shrutadev and Bahulashva? So the answer is given, the only qualification which is described here, major qualification, Niraham Mana. They were not desirous of any honor. Now the word honor can be taken in a different sense. Sometimes we see something wonderful. So we like to describe the mercy we have received. We have seen something like, you know, maybe Srila Prabhupada or his followers, we come to see them and they just give a glance, a merciful glance on us, or they smile on us, or probably they may hand over the garland and we may take it, at least I can take it, oh, you know, what a great mercy I have received. And we may be eager to have such mercy more and more. But another aspect of Niraham Mana is that although devotees, it is also a sort of credit that I have seen the Lord. He is present on the earth. He is displaying his pastimes. I have gone and seen. That I is always there. I have gone to Vrindavan 15 times. I have gone to this parikrama so many times. So that I is so prominent. That would be very difficult for me to get rid of that feeling. I have done this, I have done that, I have done this seva and that seva. So much prominent in me. So we can understand these devotees are present. And they are hearing the glories of the Lord. They are hearing the Lord is present. Every time the devotees must be visiting Mithila. It is the place of Videha Raj. A very, very pure place. Different saintly personalities must be always visiting there. Must be always narrating various pastimes. And these two devotees are hearing those pastimes. And then, is it not that they would have a desire to go and meet the Lord, see the Lord? It's very natural. But then, the nishtha of the devotees is very great. They had nishtha. Nishtha means firm resolve that they would be worshipping their home deities. And once they have taken that resolve, they were not ready to break it. Some devotees may say that this is niyam agraha. Hai na? Bol sakte hain hum log. Prabhu, niyam agraha mat karo. But the thing is, we should not generalize when we know certain concepts of philosophy to judge a devotee's resolve, determination, commitment or his mood of service. Because that is his personal relationship, personal commitment to Lord Krishna. And we are in no way to judge that through the filter or prism of our philosophical understanding. So these two devotees definitely must be very eager But they were determined to worship their deities. And they remained there in Mithila. So the Supreme Lord, who is seated as Paramatma in everyone's heart, decided, I have given darshan to everyone. But then there are two devotees there in Mithila. They are pure devotees, free from any false ego. And I must give them my darshan. And the way he gives darshan is very, very special. Very special darshan he is giving. He is traveling all over Mithila just to give his audience and darshan to these two devotees. And he is also taking various sages along with him. Now Krishna is, how Krishna acts, even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma cannot understand why Krishna is acting in a particular manner. So what to speak of others, what to speak of even other sages, other rishis and maharshis, how can they understand? But they understand. How do we understand what Krishna wants? We understand that by Krishna's Kripa Shakti. When our hearts are enlightened by the Kripa Shakti of the Lord, then the message that is there in a particular pastime becomes very clear to us. So, Krishna wanted to also carry various sages when he was enacting this pastime. So many sages were assembled there, and he was on his chariot. He was riding his chariot. Then he invited all the sages on the chariot. Please come. And all of them were very eager. They immediately rided the chariot. Although, otherwise, they always walk on foot. And that is also their resolve. The sages, they also have the resolve, like for a sannyasi in earlier times. The sannyasis used to walk on foot all the time. So we can understand here, the sages must have their resolve. But when Krishna invited them, they accepted that order of Krishna. Because Krishna was directly inviting them on the chariot. So they ride on the chariot and they went along with Lord Krishna. So in one sense, a very, very interesting pastime. Lord Krishna is giving his association to so many devotees. There are Brajvasis, the pure Brajvasis. He was present there. He inundated them in pools of nectarian ecstasy. And he manifested his wonderful pastimes. Yashoda Mata, different gopis, different sakhas, they were constantly witnessing these pastimes of the Lord. Then Lord was in Mathura. There also he gave his association to all of his devotees. Then he was in Dwarka. And many times he was with Pandavas. He also visited different provinces. And he was giving his association to many of his devotees. And also he gave his association to many of the Maharshis and Rishis and Devarshis. But one may ask, was it there any time that many days Krishna lived only with these sages? Like he lived with gopis, he lived with his mother, father, different relatives, different friends. He spent long hours. But was it there any time he was exclusively with the sages? So that is also another, this is the pastime where Krishna is with the sages. All the time with the sages. He is accompanied. No other one. It is not described here that Rukmini was with him or somebody else was with him. Nobody. On the chariot, Lord Krishna, Daruk and all other sages. They are there. And along with these sages, he is traveling all the way to Mithila. So, in this pastime, Krishna has given a very, very special audience to all these sages also. and they are witnessing the same truths. These sages glorify. Wherever they go, they are witnessing those truths manifesting. Now, these sages go and glorify that if you worship Krishna, definitely one day you will receive His mercy. So then Krishna wanted to establish the fact. Yes, it is true. See, I am carrying all of you to establish the same fact that you keep on glorifying everywhere. So these sages travelled all the way to Mithila along with Lord Krishna. So Krishna has come there in Mithila, being pleased with the seva of Shrutadeva and Bahulashva to give His darshan. So this is the real darshan of the Lord. Rather than seeking darshan right in front, let Lord come in front of me, or let me run somewhere to have darshan of the Lord. What is glorious, that Lord at His own accord, at His own sweet will, comes in front of us and gives darshan when it is most unexpected. That is the real darshan of the Lord. When we know that darshan is going to be there, that's wonderful. But when it is most unexpected, that time Supreme Lord comes and gives his darshan, that is the very, very special darshan. So that is what is happening in this pastime. Shrutadeva and Bahulashva never thought Krishna would be visiting Mithila, but He is there, right there. And what is happening? Krishna is using His special potency, yog maya potency, in such a way that in Mithila, when Lord Krishna reached there, all the residents of Mithila, they assembled there to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it so happened, Shrutadev and Bahulashva were there. Now in case of Bahulashva, we can understand, he is the king of Mithila. So he would be right there in front to receive the Lord. But then, Krishna is equal to everyone. A very important thing which is being presented in this pastime is about how Krishna reciprocates with His devotees. A reciprocation of Krishna with His devotees, that constitutes the most important portion of all knowledge which is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is all about the exchange of various emotions between Lord and His devotees. Ras bhakti, bhava bhakti, that is the essence. And here, Krishna is establishing that fact, reciprocating with His devotees. Now, how is it possible for Bahulashva? We can understand that he is the king. But then, in case of Shrutadev, a poor Brahmana. So, king can come in front of the Lord. Like, you can go to Tirupati with purchasing the highest, whatever, rupees, whatever darshan is there. So, Krishna gives darshan to them also. Krishna gives darshan to even who don't purchase ticket. But there is a difference. One who pays money can reach earlier. Who does not pay money may have to spend lot of time in the queue. Then the darshan is there. But when Krishna personally comes, that does not happen. The poor Shrutadeva, who is a Brahmana, somewhere middle in the crowd, finds enough energy. Somewhere. Now you can understand the eagerness. Shrutadev, who is eagerly worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead, worshipping the deities daily, he is hearing about the pastimes. When he comes to know that Lord has come to Mithila, definitely now he can keep his vow, because he can take darshan of the Lord, go back, again worship the deities. But then he can understand the eagerness from the ocean of the people who are assembled there. Shrutadev finds his way. Right, he is next to Bahulashva, the king. He is standing there. And what is happening? Both of them offer the invitation at the same time. Now Shrutadeva is so eager. Now we can understand. If king is there, definitely we'll follow the etiquette. Let the king present his invitation and then we will present our invitation. But Shrutadeva was so eager because his desire, his attachment was to the deity worship, but then he has got this opportunity. He was so eager, somewhere, he was right next to Bahulashva, and it so happened, right in front of the sages. Both of them presented the invitation at the same time. Then, what will happen? What will Krishna do? Now, sages are also watching. Abhi kya hoga? At the same time, Bahulashva and Shrutadeva. Bahulashva is a celebrated king, but also Niraham Manav, free from false ego. Shrutadeva is a poor Brahmana, also free from false ego. Because of his eagerness, he presented the invitation along with Bahulashva. And what happened? If Bahulashva had ego, he might have looked at him, Prabhu, pehle main, baad mein aapka nivedan hoga. They were so ecstatic, they were so eager, they did not mind who is speaking what. They were just interested in presenting their invitation to the Lord. And you can understand, king has the first right to present the invitation. Right? So it is natural that Lord Krishna has visited Mithila, so king would get the first chance to invite the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Bahulashva is there. But then Shrutadeva is considering, I don't know whether Lord is going to stay more or no. So, being inspired by Krupa Shakti of the Lord, he also presented the invitation at the same time. And then what happened? Supreme Lord, because he is equal to everyone. That is a very glorious nature of the Supreme Lord. There can be innumerable devotees, and all of them can be pure devotees, and all of them can invite Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Supreme Lord is assuring that I can come to each and everyone's house, each and everyone's life, each and everyone's heart. That is what Krishna wanted to establish. So when this invitation was presented, what happened? Krishna, along with the sages, expanded into two equal forms. And this group of sages, along with Krishna, both the groups visited the house of Bahulashva and Shrutadeva at the same time. Why? Because since they presented the invitation at the same time, so Krishna didn't want to dishearten them. Because Krishna would like to reciprocate that way. For Krishna, nobody is number one, nobody is number two. All of us are on the same platform. But we cannot understand it. For us, somebody is number one, somebody is number two, somebody is number three, somebody is like that. But for Krishna, we are on at the same level. That is Krishna's vision. So therefore, Krishna didn't want to dishearten his devotees. So he expanded himself. And what happened? Both of them were thinking. Shrutadeva was thinking, oh, Lord is in his my house. And Bahulashva was thinking, oh, Lord is in his my house. And Krishna satisfied their eagerness completely. So this is what Lord Krishna does. And this is what is the reciprocation of the Lord. The same thing is about the same pastime of Sridhar Kolvecha. The same story. Sridhar Kolvecha was also attached to his mode of worship. His mode of worship was, he was worshipping Mother Ganges. He was very poor. so poor, he never planned to earn more. Whatever flowers, banana flowers and other fruits, vegetables were growing in his garden, he used to sell that every day. And Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not reveal his supremacy by that time. Nobody understood that Nimai Pandit is the supreme personality of Godhead. But he was going every day to bargain with Sridhar Kolvecha. And what was the bargain? He used to bargain so much, he used to say to him, you are charging me so much. And although Sridhar Kolvecha was a very, very ethical, I would say not ethical, but fanatically ethical in the business, very rare to find. In business, we like to present the best rate. In today's time, the product is of 2 rupees, but because of marketing, the same product comes in, the same 2 rupees product is sold for 200 rupees. 100 times cost. For what? We pay that cost for the television set on which the beautiful models come and present those products, and we like to pay for that. We don't know. We think that it's a free advertisement. But actually, we are paying through our pocket to purchase those products and also watch the beautiful free advertisement. Sridhar Kolvecha was the most fanatically ethical. He never wanted to charge more. His rate was the lowest in the market. And that also was not acceptable to the Lord. He still bargained. He said, give me less. And then he used to say, why are you selling so costly? And then Sridhar Kolvecha used to say, just take it. Just take it. Whatever you want to take, just carry with you. And Krishna used to take it. A very interesting thing which is described, that like in case of Shrutadev, he was also a similar Brahmana, very satisfied. How do you become satisfied? Question is, how do we get satisfaction? How is Sridhar Kolvecha so satisfied? How is Shrutadev so satisfied? And even it is described, Bahulashva is also satisfied. Otherwise, kings think, I should expand my territory. I should become a bigger king. I am a smaller king now. Because the Rajogun propels a person to expand things. Expand so that I become big. But Bahulashva was not that type of king. He was satisfied. Whatever kingdom he had, whatever assets he had, he was satisfied. So how does one get this satisfaction? Satisfaction comes when we sincerely accept shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Krishna is displaying these pastimes to assure us that satisfaction would come. Sridhar Kolvecha was satisfied. Shrutadeva was satisfied. Bahulashva was satisfied. We can also become satisfied. The satisfaction comes when, through our occupation, through our life, through our words, through our activities, we sincerely want to please Guru and Krishna. So there can be lack of material things because of that, but satisfaction would come. What is that satisfaction? Srila Prabhupada was once asked, once he was there with his devotees, and he asked them, do you believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So devotees said, yes. I think that time he was in Kumbh Mela, and many stalwart devotees were present around him. So he said, how do you say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Some devotees answered, because Bhagavad Gita describes. He said, somebody may say that Bhagavad Gita is a book. It is a book, modern book, written by some human beings. Then devotees said, because Srila Prabhupada, people like you come and tell us. People will say, some mad people come and propagate some philosophy. Then Prabhupada said, you know, How do you know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead? How do you know that the process of devotional service works? Then he said, ecstasy. Ecstasy. Because you experience ecstasy by discharging devotional service. That's why. He said, the proof of the pudding is in eating. And we can continue devotional service because we experience some ecstasy. Because we experience some satisfaction. Unless we experience satisfaction and ecstasy, it is not possible for us to continue our devotional service. And definitely, each devotee who is sincere experiences this ecstasy. Experiences ecstasy while performing devotional service, by worshipping deities, by performing kirtan, by serving prasadam, cooking prasadam, doing simple sevas, whatever. There is some juice, some ecstasy, therefore we are doing it. And that is the proof. So, the same way the satisfaction can come in our life, if we sincerely worship Supreme Personality of Godhead, that satisfaction is the proof that yes, we are on the right path. If there is no satisfaction, that means we have to still take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord very, very sincerely. So the sincere devotees of the Lord, they pray for only this. O Lord, please give us satisfaction wherever we are. Please give us freedom from false ego. And please engage in the service of your devotees. That is also one of the principles that Krishna is going to establish in this pastime, that the worship of devotees is higher than my worship. Because Shrutadeva and Bahula Ashwa were so eager to worship the Lord that they did not pay similar attention to the sages who were along with Supreme Lord Krishna. So then Krishna establishes this important lesson. He presents this important lesson in this pastime. So by worshipping the devotees of the Lord, we will be able to perfect our lives. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If there is any comment or anything or any question, please, you can ask. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hare.